over an Iranian city on Friday in what sources described as an Israeli attack, but Tehran played down the incident and indicated it had no plans for retaliation, a response that appeared gauged towards averting region-wide war. The limited scale of the attack and Iran's muted response both appeared to signal a successful effort by diplomats who have been working round the clock to avert all-out war since Iranian drone and missile attacks on Israel last Saturday. Mideast tensions ramp up after strikes, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state-run SANA news agency has quoted a military statement as saying Israel carried out a missile strike targeting an air defense unit in its south, causing material damage. Meanwhile, Iran has fired air defenses at a major airbase and a nuclear site near its central city of Isfahan after spotting drones. Some flights have been diverted or grounded after reports of explosions nearby. The commotion early Friday raises fears of a possible Israeli retaliatory strike following Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India began voting on Friday in the world's largest election as Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeks a historic third term in office. The massive voting exercise involving almost 1 billion voters will be spread over 7 phases across the world's most populous country. It ends on June 1st and votes will be counted on June 4th. On Friday, in the largest of 7 phases, 166 million voters in 102 constituencies across 21 states and territories vote. This is VOA News. Lawyers in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial on Thursday selected 12 jurors